Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So a House committee chairman is launching a new effort to pass compromise net neutrality legislation. This will aim to seek common ground between high-tech and telecommunications firms that have battled for a decade over internet governance rules. Commerce Chairman Greg Walden said Tuesday he would begin hearings in early September with execs from major internet firms such as Facebook, Alphabet, Amazon, Netflix, etc., as well as major broadband providers such as AT&T and Comcast. The FCC is moving toward a vote as soon as September to void much of the current rules of the road. Let's get the very latest from The Wall Street Journal's John D. McKinnon joining us from our D.C. bureau. Welcome, John.
Thanks.
So the controversy of net neutrality has been around forever, it seems. The GOP takeover of the White House specifically has led to a new effort to roll back the net neutrality rules that have been in place for a couple years now, since 2015. Can you just reiterate the core of this controversy for our rock-dwelling friends?
Okay, sure. It's basically about how the internet is run and what the rules of the road are going to be for the internet. And the people involved in this discussion are basically internet companies that live on the internet and internet providers, basically the telecommunications companies, run the internet. They basically create the internet. They are responsible for all the traffic that's moving around the internet. There's always been a little tension between these two industries, and I would say that it's gotten, you know, a little bit worse over the last decade or so. And federal government has been trying to figure out what kind of rules to impose, how people are supposed to behave on the internet, starting around 10 years ago. The rules have been hard to agree on. They've frequently been the subject of legal challenges. That they've gone through about four iterations now. The latest iteration is from 2015 during the Obama administration, and that particular set of rules was pretty tough on the telecommunications providers, at least to hear them tell it. And so they have been pushing to get those rules scaled back, rolled back, and they have a lot of friends among Republicans. And so when President Trump was elected last year, that created a good political environment for them to get these rules rolled back. That's probably going to happen in the next few months through a vote of the Federal Communications Commission, and that's where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Tech firms have been saying for years, and tech law experts have been saying, you know, Congress has neglected to keep telecom laws up to date since, I guess, 20 years ago, the last major rewrite was. With the advance of tech and the growth of both industries, what has the pushback been like from these big tech firms like Amazon, Facebook, Netflix? They're all really, you know, making noise here.
Yeah, I think it's no secret that they were pretty friendly with the Obama administration. And so they were, successful in persuading regulators during the Obama administration to be pretty tough on telecommunications providers. And so they are now at a point where they're kind of trying pretty hard to hang on to what they've got. They, you know, a lot of them will say, well, we're very happy to engage in a debate in Congress over what these laws ought to be like, what the rules of the road ought to be like. And everybody does perceive that 20 years is a long time for Congress to be basically silent how the internet ought to be run. But it's definitely the Republicans are the ones who are pushing the hardest for this right now. There are some, certainly should be said that there are some Democrats that are very interested in doing this kind of legislation too. But surprisingly, pretty partisan debate. And so far, more Republicans are pushing for this kind of legislation. And Democrats, I would say, are a little bit less engaged in it right now.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's John D. McKinnon about the latest on net neutrality. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So with this question of ultimately finding common ground after years, realistically, this is going to be a lengthy legal challenge, whatever the FCC puts into play. I suspect we shouldn't exactly hold our breaths anytime soon.
Well, yeah, that's right. Every one of these sets of rules has been challenged in court, by someone. A number of these challenges have been successful. The last set of rules in 2015 has so far survived legal challenges, but, it's still possible that they could be overturned, although that seems unlikely. This could be a really long road. And I think that's one of the reasons Representative Greg Walden, who's the chairman of the House Commerce Committee, announced he wants to try to get legislation moving again. Legislation, like everything else in Washington, takes a long time, too. I think he wants to have something kind of at least ready to go if we get into a situation where the new rules get challenged, the new FCC rules get challenged, maybe successfully. There are a lot of scenarios where legislation could be accelerated if the rules run into trouble for one reason or another. But basically, yeah, he's certainly worried that there's going to be, some endless legal battle over the next set of rules.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a long road, but in any case, John, thanks for the latest. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For more on John D. McKinnon's coverage on tax policy and fiscal issues for the Journal, you can head to WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.